We, the students of Professor Engel's class, Psalms and Wisdom Literature, hope your faith is strengthened through reflections on Israel's faith as seen in the Psalms. We hope that our Psalms give voice to God's steadfast love and the blessings of faithful perseverance as we lift our voices, our human condition, up to God in worship, as seen in the custom of the Israelite community from generation to generation.
We gather together, seeking your presence in our midst. We strive for acknowledgement and understanding.
When in the pit of despair,
faithful fortitude and perseverance.
In the midst of conflict, poverty, illness, and abuse,
wisdom. In the void of silence,
resolution.
With our enemies,
we faithful are called to bear each other's burdens,
offering solace and care
to the sick in body and soul,
empathetic understanding and hope to those lost in the mire of anger and pain, loss and poverty,
teaching the way of the Lord to the young and the ignorant,
living
the witness of the Messiah, our Lord.
We are a family of God's children,
his elect. Through his firstborn, Jesus knows all, has borne all, and continues to bear with us our pain, our sorrow, and our joy.
We gather as the church
to hear, to hold, to hope,
to be the body of Christ
for each other,
to be God in glory.
I'll be reading from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Deuteronomy 7, verse 9. Know therefore that the Lord thy God is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Matthew 18, verses 19 through 20. Again, truly I tell you, if two of you gather on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
God's story, Israel's story, our story. Listening to another person's story draws us into that person's life. As we listen, their story, their life, becomes part of our story. So the sharing of our story is a necessary connection to knowing another, to being known by another, to developing meaningful relationships with another. Shared historical, cultural, religious, and personal experiences serve to bind people together and form meaningful relationships in community. What nurtures a vibrant community of faith is interaction that fosters honest communication, care and understanding, and trust. Psalms is the story of God's steadfast love for his chosen people, and the story of the human experience voiced to God in prayer and through worship, from praise to the wonder of God's creation, to an agonizing struggle to reach God who seems remote or silent, from humble reverence of God to bitter, urgent questioning. In his book, The Vitality of Worship, Robert Davidson notes that Psalms had a tremendous influence on Jewish and Christian tradition in terms of the worshiping community and the spiritual experience of countless individuals. As seen in the liturgical use of Psalms through the centuries, as seen in numerous Christian hymns based on the Psalms, Psalms have also been used as a format for prayer, where the praise of God precedes any request made of him. Robert Davidson describes Psalms as the poetry of worship, and poetry is the language of emotion and imagination, which in the context of worship seeks to explore the mystery of human life as it is touched by God. As poetry, Karl Barth notes that the Psalms must be understood in accordance with formal and stylistic pathos, vivid imagery, repetition of thought in many different forms, and the absence of individual or personal traits. Psalms were used on pilgrimage to and during Israel's festivals. Psalms were used during temple worship, in the home, and in small group gatherings. Some were used for the purpose of teaching, and some were composed as private reflections of the ups and downs of the daily experience. But all reflect a relationship with God where his steadfast love was recognized in thanksgiving, called upon in lament, or praised through his mighty acts in history and in creation. The temple, the festival, the small group, these places of gathering for the faithful where God's presence was anticipated in worship. Here, the Psalms invite us to join Israel in worship, enriching our Christian heritage, adding a deepening dimension to our faith experience. A deepening dimension to our faith experience. What does Israel's faith relationship with God, as heard in the Psalms, teach us about our faith relationship with God? In an introduction to Psalms, Karl Barth writes, "Unlike faith in the mythical gods of neighboring cultures, Israel's faith in that of the Psalms was founded on one God and one God alone. Faith for the psalmist is a constant, total, and exclusive trust in the God of Israel. The source of the psalmist's trusting faith is God, is that the source of the of God's trusting faith lies in historical, miraculous acts of God, from the oppression and exodus from Egypt to the promised land to the creation of the world. The remembrance and retelling of these acts has served to nourish and renew Israel's faith. Through his acts, God has revealed himself as a rock, a fortress, a refuge, and provided an objective historical basis for faith. God viewed as the author of creation, has sustained Israel's trust in the natural order of the world. Israel sees these miraculous acts as works of salvation because they are works of righteousness and deliverance, of faithfulness and steadfastness. In these acts, God brought blessing, protection, freedom, forgiveness, and redemption. Even through anger, God assures his love and faithfulness. Therefore, praise and reverence for God was the core aspect of everything said and done in Israel's worship and the aim of Psalms. Psalms indicates that our task to be saved, rescued, or redeemed is through trust and praise made real in honest relationship with God. A healing dimension of faith can be found in the Psalms of Lament. The structure of Lament signifies Israel's belief that genuine praise of God cannot achieve its goal until religious people have wrestled with their own doubts and emerged from them in ways victorious. I concur with Walter Brueggemann in thinking that the void, the barren space between despair and thanksgiving, That time when we find ourselves in the pit, the depths of despair, or the desert of aloneness, when the people, the places, the things in life that once nurtured and support us no longer suffice or sustain us. Only through calling out to God in faith, protesting from the depths of our suffering, injustice and despair, comes hope, strengthened by faith. From hope, we learn perseverance, and from perseverance, fired by the faith-filled hope, new life is found. A miracle happens in the dark, and we are redeemed, reformed, refashioned, and there is thanksgiving. This is the story of the Psalms. A majority of the Psalms are laments, so the preponderance of our offerings today will be laments written by members of our class. Hear now the cries of our human condition in lament, and note that nothing is secret or hidden from relationship with God. Through calling out to God in praise or recollection of his past deeds and faith, then protesting from the depths of our suffering, injustice and despair in trust, seeking God's intervention, comes a deeper, redeeming faith through hope and perseverance, thus reason for a vow of trust, thanksgiving, or praise.
Why do you hide from me, O God? I seek you out, but your presence I cannot find. You are taller than the mighty oaks, higher than the mountain peaks, yet you are invisible to me. Nowhere can you be found. I am forsaken. You have left me alone in my misery. My heart is pierced through with the sword of sorrow. My flesh bears the wounds of my enemy's attack. I cry out for help. I plead for relief. Yet I am alone, and no one answers me. Where have they gone, O God? They cannot be found in your house. What fills their hearts, O Lord? It is not of you. They are fed by your creation. Their stomachs are filled, yet they are empty and do not know it. I sowed the seeds of your love within them. I fed them with the spoon of your mercy. The milk of your goodness quenched their thirst. Yet they are empty and they no longer come to me. They turn their faces from me and seek their fill in other places. I am alone. Where are you, O God? But I know, O God, that you are present. Your faithfulness never fails. When I am wounded, you are the ointment which heals my flesh. When I cry out for you in the darkest night, your faithfulness lights my path. When no one comes to my aid, you, O God, are faithful. Bring them home, mighty deliverer. Deliver them from the bonds of the enemy's chains. Turn their hearts to you, O God. Fill them with the goodness of your love. Feed them with the bread of your mercy, O Lord, until they feel the fullness of your grace. I lift my prayer to the height of your presence, O God. In your mighty arms I rest my plea. You have delivered your people from the oppressor's hand. You have saved them in their hour of despair. I wait with confidence for your mighty acts, O Lord. Your hand will deliver me from my misery. Your mighty acts I will sing to all the nations. Nations will declare you their God, God of all creation, creator of all.
My heart is heavy with grief, and my soul longs for comfort. I long to hear your voice and hear words of guidance and grace. Hear my cry, O Lord. Hear my supplication and plea. Open the hearts of our children and fill them with a desire for thee. Let not the world take hold of our youth, but root them in the grounding of your word. Hear our cry, O Lord, mothers and fathers of children. We long to hear your voice and hear words of guidance and grace. You are our strength and peace. You are the creator of all. You are the God of our children and the parent of all who live. Your arm is not limited, not your mercy cut short. All are invited to give in your grace, to live in your grace and comforted by your love and peace. Your steadfast love reigns forever, forever. Your love gives us strength.
Another day, Lord,
and I've yet to feel your presence. I keep telling myself if I could just make it through the day, soon your presence will show. But I feel alone and unable to complete the task before me.
Where, God? Where are you? Where are you?
Continued prayers and yet no answers. Why do you not help me in my time of need? Why are you not defending me from the onslaught that attacks against my person?
I am lonely. I don't feel your presence. I want to feel embraced and loved by you. Yet I don't.
Exactly when, Lord, will you appear? It's been so long. I find no relief, and my bed is not a place of rest. It's simply the place I do the last task of the day.
I don't feel worthy of your love or the things that I desire most. I don't deserve to feel sorry for myself when others have it so much harder than I do, when I am blessed with a warm place to sleep and food to eat.
God, where is your renewal? Where is your hope? I thought it was not to have more than I could bear, but I feel as if I'm coming apart at the seams.
Why does living life have to be so expensive? How can I trust you enough to provide?
Killing my hope has become the norm. Why do you allow the injustice of funerals and death to be the majority of my ministry? I feel alone in the midst of caring for your people. My desire to care is beginning to wane.
I'm only in this place because I desire to follow you, and now I feel deserted. My knowledge feels lacking. It is a constant struggle to understand, and my memory is fading. You are the one who cursed me with this call. Why must it be so hard to fulfill?
Oh, my God, where are you? Return so that I may face the trials, tribulations that lay before me.
Where have you gone? I do not feel your existence here.
Still, with all that I feel and suffer through, I know you are with me. I feel your strong presence.
But you are the God who endures. You are the God of Abraham, Israel, St. Paul, Albert in Georgia. You did not desert them, and you have not deserted me. You are the God of time, of past, present, and future. Your grandeur never fades, for you are omnipresent.
Unilateral is the promise of your covenant. Great is the blessing of your presences. I know that you do not leave or forsake your people. Your steadfast love never leaves, never fails, and always carries us through.
You are never absent. Even in times when I do not feel you close, you are still here. In times such as this, I must recall times when I felt you vividly. I must remember the assurance I once felt until I feel it again. When I was frightened, you gave me courage to speak. When I was in the depths of despair, you brought me out again. When I was in desperate need, you provided for me.
With you, hope. Hope is there.
I will remember your goodness, mercy, love, and grace until I am comforted again, feeling your nearness.
You've never left. Your love is steadfast.
Life with Chronic Arthritis, a Psalm of Lament. How long, O Lord, must I suffer? How long must I endure this pain? My hands, once useful, no longer can do for themselves. Reduced to painful, swollen, bones, and joints. My knees, no longer able to bear their load, they give away with simple walking. Oh man, before my time, my life has been reduced. It has been taken away from me. Some days, I can't even get out of bed because the pain is too much to bear. Some days, I can't even dress myself. Nevertheless, I still look to you, O Lord, because you are the rock of my ancestors' salvation, of my salvation. Though they were enslaved, taken away in exile, went through dry spells of not hearing your voice, even though the faithful remnant remained steadfast in their love for you. Their faith did hold firm, though their situations looked grim, though they felt like inhabitants of Sheol, though the world treated them like dirt, even though they still proclaimed the mighty works of your saving hands, how your mighty right hand brought them out of Egypt, how your salvation was brought forth in the Messiah, Jesus, and how you delivered the captives in Auschwitz, even though there was still pain, heartbreak, and anguish. So too may you come to deliver me. Hear my prayer. Let it not fall on deaf ears. Your salvation has been shown throughout history. The stories of my ancestors tell of all of your wonders. Though Jesus, your only begotten, Word became flesh, though he suffered, your mighty acts came forth in the form of an empty tomb. So too, Lord, give life to me. Give life to this painful body of mine, because I have never failed to proclaim your name.
I cower in the corner, hiding from fears. I conceal myself from my frightened thoughts. They have trapped me. There is no escape. God, how long must I wait? How long must I endure this agony? Free me from these questions and release me from their grip. The future holds only the unknown. The outlook is hazy, dimly lit. My sight is clouded and mysterious. Answers are not revealed to me. Where will my life lead me? Will I leave soon or stay long? Will the going or staying be peaceful? Will it be easy or difficult for me? Forecasts predict continuous sunny skies, but my fears doubt the words. Rumors hint at clouds and storms, and they are more easily trusted. What if something goes terribly wrong? What if nothing goes right? Will my fears ever be relieved? Must I suffer in doubt forever? But God, the sun rises in the morning, the night passes, and a new day dawns. Light dispels the choking darkness, and love expels constricting fears. Your promises are proven true. You will never leave or forsake me. You work all things for good to those who love you. Rain may come to water the earth, dreaded clouds bring cool renewal. Your wind blows and storms pass on, leaving a stillness and a peace. My future may be unknown, but your plan is wonderful and joyful. God, your answers will come and my questions will fade. What have I to fear? What is there to dread? God, you remain supreme above all. Your hope gives my soul life. You guard my human frailty, my penchant to worry and doubt. You instill me with hopefulness and teach me to see your goodness. You stretch out your strong hand to me, pulling me up from the floor. You trap me in your embrace and promise not to leave.
God of glory, who is in control of all things, Lord Almighty, in whose hands destiny resides, how long, O God, will evil been inflicted on your people. How long, O Lord, must those who hope in you suffer? The people cry out to you for help from the ends of the earth. Where are you, O God? Do you not hear the cries of the suffering? Thick clouds of darkness surround them. Will you not dispel the darkness and shine forth your light? The wicked have hearts of stone and trample the children and the weak. You, Lord, who turn the hearts of kings, will you not turn these hearts of stone to flesh? O God, do not be still in your heavenly abode. May your voice thunder from the mountain and be carried on the wind. We wait for you to humble the proud and to strengthen the weak. O Lord, how long must we wait for evil to fall and justice prevail? You, O God, are our hope, and in you we place our trust. Your justice and righteousness, Lord, will shine forth. Those who put their trust in you, Lord, will not be put to shame. For you, O God, will save your people.
Hear us, O Creator of all people, you who led Abraham and all his descendants, you who are the Lord of all the lands of Jerusalem, Bethlehem, Hebron, and Gaza. Bring your power. Save us in Palestine. How long will our enemies kill us in your name, oppressed by the misuse of your law? How long will the wall surround us, cutting us off from the rest of the world? How long will the enemy uproot our olive trees and destroy our means for living? How long will our homes be demolished, leaving our families to live in worn-out tents? How long will our holy land be taken, leaving us as refugees? How long will illegal settlements be established, bringing disgrace to your idea of peace and justice? But you, Lord, are the King of all families, and we continue to trust in your mercy for the poor. You drove the settlers from Gaza, and we took back our farms. You gave sight to the nations, and they recognized us as a state. Remember us, O Lord. We are weak, and we need your freedom. Soften the hearts of our enemies so we can live in peace as neighbors in Zion. Give us real life so we can testify to your greatness. Take back your name so the world understands your justice and love. You have turned your ear toward us, and you have heard the voice of the voiceless. And we thank you forever. We will thank you then, and from generation to generation, we will lift you in praise.
Hear these songs of thanksgiving, where the writer begins with thanksgiving to God for being delivered from distress, then recounts that time of despair, giving testimony to God's help, and concludes with praise and thanksgiving for God's renewing and saving grace.
A song of thanksgiving for God's justice. Blessed be your holy name, and exalted be the God of my salvation. In your righteousness you delivered me. From my hidden enemies you saved me. Because in the dark they plotted against me, and in secret counsel they tried to destroy me. I have made no harm to them, and my hand is innocent of evil things. I walked in the light of your laws, and in your instruction I find delight. But the wicked testifies against me, and their mouth spoke lies against my soul. They plant traps to make me stumble, and dug out pits for me to fall. I cried, "Rescue me, God, from the hand of the unjust, and from the trap of the wicked, set me free. Let the innocence of your servant be proclaimed, and the honor of your son let be restored. Disclose the intentions of the wicked, O Lord, and let them be exposed to public judgment. Do justice to me, to my cause, O God of justice. You who judge all earth and heavens, but you, God Almighty, deliver me from evil. And over my enemies, you gave me victory. For I will testify you are a God who loves justice. I will proclaim how you care for the oppressed. My mouth will praise you among your people. In the midst of your sanctuary, I will sing to your name. Everyone will hear that you pleaded my cause, that my adversaries were ashamed and flee. Come join me, all who walk in justice. Those who walk in the light, raise your voices with me. Let us praise God's mercy and power. Let's proclaim his justice forever. Amen.
A song of thanksgiving. O Lord, I will sing your praises. Let the song of my thanksgiving be forever on my lips. You saved me from the pit of despair. You rescued me from the evil one's clutches. Your faithfulness restores me to the joy of thy salvation. Your steadfast love endures forever. I tried to follow you to the ends of the earth. I strode to the desert wastelands of Mexico with my spirituality held high. But my faith began to waver and quake. I became uncertain and lost my way. I was 22 years old and burdened with leadership and spiritual authority. I felt like a failure and gave up all hope. I wandered in darkness for only a short time. You provided friends who pointed me back to you. But I felt like my time of trial was faith-shattering. I turned my back on you and gave up hope. But you were testing me and growing me stronger. In time, you healed my wounds and strengthened my mind and spirit. You pulled me from that pit of despair and reassured me with the joy of your salvation. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, guidance, and steadfastness. You turned my darkness to light. You once again restored my optimism and refined me with experience and understanding. You give me hope for other storms that may come my way. O Lord, I will sing your praises. Let the song of my thanksgiving be forever on my lips. Your faithfulness restores me to the joy of thy salvation. Your steadfast love endures forever.
To you, O Lord, belongs all the glory, all the power, and all of your creatures' worship. You show yourself mighty, strong, and full of compassion for those who seek your face. How we love to sing praises of your mighty deeds of deliverance. For once I was downtrodden and broken by my enemies. They surrounded me on every side and clapped their hands gleefully at the thought of my destruction. They waited with bated breath for my end to draw near. I came to the gates of death and would have fallen except for the power of your unfailing love. I cried to you in my distress, and you heard me. In your great mercy, you rescued me. Your great power sprang forth like the water from a broken dam. It surged, swirled, and spun with overwhelming might as it swept away those who were set on my destruction. My strong enemies were as nothing before the strength of my God. They are like spinning leaves in the rush of his roaring waterfall. Gone in a moment, you drew near to me and cradled me like a delicate, broken bird. You bound up my wounds and spoke words of comfort and love over my weary soul. Great is your love for your child. You showed great compassion. You forgave my many sins and did not count them against me. How great is your mercy for those who cry out to you. How precious is your love. May I never forget what you have done for me. For your love is life. Come, all his children, cry out with all your heart to the Lord. He will hear you and rescue you.
Hear the glory and sustaining greatness of God as he is revealed in creation, nature, and Israel's history through repetition, parallel lines, vocabulary of praise, and lofty, timeless hymns of praise.
O God, you ride upon the clouds. Lightning bursts forth from them and lights up the night sky. Power crackles through the air. Rain falls to the ground with resounding force. A cacophony of praise for our Lord. Make way for the King of Glory. He comes in power and might. Draw near, all you people. Tremble and fall to your knees before the one who is king. Hear the roar of the wind as he rides on the wings of the storm. Feel the breath of God as it brushes your skin and pulls at your hair. His touch is gentle, though the wind be fierce. Incredible power, but infinite compassion for his children. The Lord is at hand. Draw near, all his children, and worship the Lord of steadfast love. In his wings there is refuge and healing, a shelter from the storm. Draw near and see the wonder of God. His glory fills the temple. Fire and smoke spill forth from his presence. Angels worship him with great shouts of joy. In song they praise their God. Do not be afraid. Draw near, all you people, for our King has come for us. At the altar, surrender all, hold nothing back, for he is a jealous God. Open wide your empty hands, and he will fill them with his goodness. Draw near to him, all his children, and receive the blessings that he holds out to us. How great is the steadfast love of our God! His mercy is limitless. His power is without end. You, God, are worthy of all our praise. May my heart continually worship at your throne. Do not let me forget the wonders that you have shown me. Keep me from false gods which seek to draw me away from you. We praise you, God. We worship you. We draw near to you.
Mizmor Kaf Gimel.
Mizmor David Adonai Roi Lo Echsar Binot Deshe Yarbit Seini Almei Menuchot Jinnachale Nafshi yeshuvev yancheni v'maglet tzedek l'man shemu. Gam ki elech v'getzal mavet lo irara ki ata imani shivtecha u'mishanteka. Nachamuni Taharog Lafanahai Shulchan Neged Zororai Dishan Tov Hashem En Roshi Koshi Rahavahaya. Ach tova chesed yirdifuni koch yameh chayai v'shavti vevet Adonai koch lo ha'orek yami.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. We will sing of God's steadfast love forever. All our days we will exalt God's name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We will rejoice in God's sanctuary, praise God in his holy house. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We will rejoice on God's holy mountain. The hills will sing with the joy of God's salvation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We will rejoice in the richness of the valleys, for God feeds his people with the bounty of creation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We will rejoice on the currents of the waters, for the waters raise us up when we are weary. We will rejoice in the fragrant aromas of the air, for God fills us with the breath of life. We will rejoice in the midst of our labors, for God will remember those who toil in his name. We will rejoice in our rising up, for with the sun comes the promise of abundance. We will rejoice in our lying down, for God will protect his chosen ones.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. We will sing of God's steadfast love forever. All of our days we will exalt God's name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.